Keep those umbrellas handy. I'm tracking the next batch of showers set to fire up, how long the rain lasts, and when snow flurries could be back in the forecast.
A man burned and robbed new tonight. He speaks out about the violent attack.
This is Jeopardy. Let's meet today's contestants. A law student from Oakland, California, Britt Husband. A hospital IT analyst from Columbus, Ohio, Kevin Hendricks. And our returning champion, a political consultant from Woodbridge, Virginia, Karen Farrell, whose five-day cash winnings total $94,802. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good new audience. Well, most of the celebrations are over, so now we can start trying to make 2020 a really good year. It started off well for Karen, of course. She could go over $100,000 today, but Kevin and Britt are going to have something to say about that, I fear. All right, good luck. Here we go. Into the first round of play. We have one daily double coming up in one of these categories. We start off with Where's the Flower? Followed by Tools of the Kitchen. That sounds good. White House Hunters. And then Change One Letter. In this category, each response will be two words, different by one letter only. Next, New York City Museums. And finally, Elton Juan. We want you to translate the Spanish into the Elton John title. Karen, start.
Tools of the Kitchen for 600.
The name of this perforated pasta prep bowl is from the Latin for strain. Kevin.
What is a colander?
You are right.
I'll take Elton Juan for 600.
Vela en el viento. Kevin.
What is a candle in the wind?
Correct.
Elton Juan, 800.
El sábado por la noche está bien para luchar. Karen.
Well, Saturday night's all right for fighting.
That's it.
Let's do Tools of the Kitchen for 8.
PTFE is an AKA of this coating for pots and pans that has made cooking and cleanup much easier since 1960. Kevin.
What is Teflon?
Right.
Elton Juan, 1000.
No vayas rompiendo mi corazón. Kevin.
What is Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
That's it.
Elton Juan, 400.
Adios, camino de ladrillos amarillos. Karen.
Was goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Yep.
Tools for 1000.
An A to Z of kitchen tools might end with this one, used to remove part of the peel of certain fruits. Karen?
Was a zester?
Zester, that's it.
Flower for six.
Oklahoma state flower, with tiny ones blooming in winter. This grows as a parasite on tree trunks. Now give us a kiss. Britt?
What is mistletoe?
Good.
White House Hunters for 6.
Theodore misses his old place and thinks a third term is the perfect solution. But this incumbent has other ideas about TR's house hunting. Karen.
It was Taft.
Yes.
White House for 8.
Pre-DC, Nancy was an actress and Ronald was a different kind of president, leading SAG, short for this, from 1947 to 1952. Britt?
What is the Screen Actors Guild?
You got it.
1,000 for White House Hunters.
With the White House becoming unstable and dangerous, Harry and Bess start a four-year reno in 1948 and move to this building across the street. Karen?
Was Blair House?
Blair House, yes.
Flower for 8.
With blooms lasting only about a day, hibiscus has 7 known species native to this western state. Britt.
What is Hawaii?
Good.
Where's the flower for 400?
Floating on ponds and pools, this two-word beauty is the national flower of Bangladesh. Britt.
What is the water lily?
Correct.
White House Hunters for 4.
Abe and Mary Todd are moving back to D.C., where Abe was a congressman from 1847 to 1849 in this pre-Republican party. Karen.
What's the Whig Party?
Whig Party, yes.
Flower for 1,000.
Here's Cuba's national flower, the mariposa, the Spanish name of this insect that the petals resemble. Britt.
What is the butterfly?
The butterfly. That's it, and that takes you to 3,600. Look at those scores. Very closely fought match here. I like that. We'll talk to the players in just a moment. Britt Hussman is a law student from Oakland, California, who admits having had only one bottle of soda in your entire life.
That's right. I don't have a really good reason for it. I just grew up only drinking water, and one day while studying for an AP test in high school, I was talked into a cream soda, and I've never really felt the need to go back.
Okay. Kevin Hendricks, hospital analyst.
Yeah.
From Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
And we met many years ago when you were...
I was 28 days old. You were the Grand Marshal of the Airshow Parade in Dayton, Ohio, or so my mother and the newspaper tell me. I don't remember this at all, do you?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Then we're good.
I do, because I flew in... I got a ride flying in the Wright B Flyer.
Oh, man.
And the very next day, I was at the Dayton Airport, and yes, I flew in an F-16.
That's like every kind of plane that you really want to do, the first one and then the best one.
I had a really good time.
Yeah.
Karen Farrell is our champion, and like so many of our champions, would like to spend some of her winnings on travel. In particular, where?
Well, I'm thinking Eastern Europe and especially Austria, Vienna. I had to write about them back when I was working on my dissertation, and just really want to go somewhere that I had to talk about so much.
Well, there's so much to see and do, and the food's pretty good, too. So I highly recommend it. At the moment, Britt, you started slowly, but look at that. You're in second place right now with 3,600, and you get to reveal the next clue.
Let's finish off White House Hunters, please.
Jimmy and Rosalind are moving to D.C. He's putting his farm of this crop into a trust to avoid conflicts of interest. Karen.
What are peanuts?
Peanuts, yeah.
Let's do New York museums for six.
Funhouse mirrors and vintage bumper cars are part of the collection celebrating this iconic amusement area in Brooklyn. Britt.
What is Coney Island?
You got it.
New York City museums for four.
A National Museum of Immigration at this site is housed in the original main building, restored to its 1918 to 1924 appearance. Kevin.
What is Ellis Island?
You got it.
I'll take Elton Juan for 200.
Roca de Cocodrilo. Britt.
What is Crocodile Rock?
That's it.
Change one letter for six, please.
A fold in the center of your pant leg goes into the changing room and exits as an oily lubricant. Karen.
What are crease and grease?
Good.
One letter for 800.
Planet number two changes one letter and becomes a place where an event is held. Britt.
What is Venus to venue?
That's it.
Change one letter for four.
A painful spasmodic contraction of a muscle turns into a tool to fasten objects together. Karen.
What are cramp and clamp?
Good.
One letter for 1,000.
Answer there. The Daily Double. Took us a while to find it. You are in the lead by $200 over Britt.
Let's do 2,000.
Two it is. Here's the clue. A word meaning to try hard, tries hard, and changes a letter to take one long step.
What is strive and stride?
That's correct. And we have less than a minute now.
New York Museums for 1,000.
This last name is paired with Cooper in the name of a national design museum. Kevin.
What is Fenimore?
No. Britt or Karen? The name is Hewitt. Karen, back to you.
Museums for 8.
Frank Lloyd Wright was in his 90s when he supervised construction of his final masterpiece, this museum. Britt.
What is the Guggenheim?
Guggenheim, yeah.
New York City Museums for 2.
At the 9/11 Memorial Museum, you can see part of a retaining wall and a column now covered with mementos from this complex. Karen.
What's the World Trade Center?
Yes.
Kitchen for 4.
Both a product, such as Adolph's, and a kitchen tool have this name, referring to what they do to meat. Karen.
What's a tenderizer?
That's right.
Kitchen for 2.
Different types of these can remove hot stuff from the oven or catch baseballs. Karen again.
What's a mitt?
Mitt, right. And with that, you add your lead. You're at 8,200, 2,200 more than Britt. And Kevin is going to try to get things going in the Double Jeopardy round, which begins right after this. Kevin, you have some catching up to do, but we have a good variety of categories for you in Double Jeopardy. We start off with things on the bookshelf, followed by creatures of the deep. Hey, you can watch them this Sunday at the Golden Globe Awards. That's followed by That's Heresy. Places. And K, 9, 10, and 11. Each correct response will begin with the letter K and will have 9, 10, or 11 letters in it. Start us.
Creatures of the Deep for 1,200.
Answer. Daily Double. All right, it's a good start.
Take it to the true Daily Double.
Okay, for 4,800 as your total, here is the clue. This U.S. Army officer with a summit named for him in the Rockies was killed in action in the War of 1812.
Who is Pike?
Zebulon Pike. You are correct.
Creature of the Deep, 1,600.
Calling TV a vast wasteland in 1961 was no less an authority than Newton Minow, chairman of this commission. Brit.
What is the FCC?
That's it.
Places for 12, please.
There is some debate over which Johannes this city on the High Veldt is named for. Kevin.
What is Johannesburg?
Good.
1,600 places.
Answer. The other Daily Double. You're off to a good start.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
All right. Home to its two most sacred cities, the Hejaz is a region in this country.
What is India?
Oh, no. The two cities are Mecca and Medina. The country is Saudi Arabia.
Place is 2,000.
At the heart of a major industrial region, this second most populous UK city lies near the geographic center of England. Kevin.
What is Liverpool?
Nope. Brit.
What is Manchester?
Nope. Karen is trying to come up with a third, which would be Birmingham. Kevin, back to you.
I'll take That's Heresy for 1,200.
In the second century, Basilides taught that Jesus traded bodies with Simon of Cyrene before this event and watched laughing. Karen.
That's the crucifixion?
Yep.
Let's do That's Heresy for 16.
Second century Montanists believed the heavenly this city was soon to descend on a plain in Asia Minor. Talking about Jerusalem. Back to you, Karen.
Heresy for 2,000.
Arianism, which argued that God and Jesus weren't one and the same, was condemned by the 4th century council of this creed city. Karen.
Was Nicaea?
Nicaea, right you are.
Creatures for 2,000.
Born Emanuel Radnitsky, this artist, whose work is seen here, was a contributor to the Surrealist and Dada movements. And the name you know him best as is Man Ray. Back to you, Karen.
Bookshelf for 1,200.
Wolf Hall is the first in a planned trilogy of books about the rise and fall of this advisor to Henry VIII. Karen.
Is Cromwell?
Thomas Cromwell, correct.
Bookshelf for 16.
She wrote the novel Big Little Lies, the basis for an HBO series. Brit.
It was Moriarty.
Yes, Liam Moriarty.
On the bookshelf for 2.
J.D. Vance analyzes the culture of poor white Americans in this 2016 memoir. Brit.
What is hillbillyology?
Yep.
Bookshelf for 8.
In the title of a bestseller by Gail Honeyman, this woman is completely fine. And that is Eleanor Oliphant. And my apologies to Leanne Moriarty. I masculinized her name a little while ago. Sorry. Brit, go.
Bookshelf for 4, please.
The appetite for this 2008 dystopian bestseller, the first in a series, has yet to be quenched. Kevin.
What are the Hunger Games?
You got them.
Creature of the Deep, 400.
This coif never really goes out of style. Kevin.
What is the mullet?
Yeah.
Creatures, 800.
This Vegas term for a really high roller is what Ichikawa is called in Casino. That is a whale. Kevin.
That's Heresy 400.
5th century Pelagians thought man was essentially good and denied the doctrine of original this. Brit.
What is sin?
Sin, yes.
Heresy for 800.
Theodosius I stamped out Macedonianism, which denied that this third person of the Trinity was a person.
Red.
What is the Holy Spirit?
Correct.
Golden Globes for four, please.
The Golden Globes proved to be magic for Donald Glover, winning in 2017 for acting on this series, which also won for Best Comedy.
I grew up in a house where magic wasn't allowed, so everybody in here is, like, magical to me.
Karen.
That's Atlanta?
Yes.
Let's do K-9 for 1200.
Proverbially, it precedes drag-out fight. Karen.
Was knockdown?
That's it.
K-9 for 16.
It's the insect-eating bird with a royal-sounding name, seen here. Brit.
What is a kingfisher?
Correct.
K-9 for 800, please.
It supports your motorcycle while you're away. Kevin.
What is a kickstand?
Good.
K for 2,000.
A nightmarish bureaucracy may be described by this adjective from the name of a 20th century author. Kevin.
What is Kafkaesque?
Good, you're on the plus side again.
400K.
And here's the pitch. This slow, erratic, maddening baseball pitch. Kevin.
What is a knuckleball?
That's it.
Golden Eight.
Rachel Brosnahan portrays a strong woman in this period comedy on Amazon and won Golden Globes for her work in 2018 and 2019.
There are so many women's stories out there that still need and deserve to be told.
Karen.
Was the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes. With less than a minute to go.
Golden Globes for 2000.
Sarah Paulson nabbed a trophy for playing this prosecutor in American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. Karen.
Liz Clark.
Marcia Clark, yeah.
Golden Globes for 16.
In 2017, Billy Bob Thornton took home the gold for his role as lawyer Billy McBride, taking on the big guys on this drama. Brit.
What is Kingpins?
No. What is Goliath taking on the big guys? Karen, back to you.
Golden Globe for 1200.
When she won in 2018, this actress gave a revised version of a quote by Margaret Atwood in her acceptance speech.
We no longer live in the blank white spaces at the edge of print. We no longer live in the gaps between the stories.
Karen.
Ms. Moss?
Elizabeth Moss, yes. And with that, you're at 18,200. Impressive. Once again, Final Jeopardy still to come, players. This category featured scientists. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
Today's Clue for You brought to you by the new movie, 1917. 1917 is directed by this Academy Award winner for American Beauty. The correct response? Who is Sam Mendes?
Keep those umbrellas handy. I'm tracking the next batch of showers set to fire up, how long the rain lasts, and when snow flurries could be back in the forecast.
A man burned and robbed new tonight. He speaks out about the violent attack.
The Gecko's Chinese Takeout barely fit into his tiny NYC apartment, but his belongings are protected by this type of insurance from the Geico Insurance Agency. What is renter's insurance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
This category for final today may be tougher than it sounds. We'll see right now as I give you this clue. About 100 years before Darwin, this naturalist put orangutans and humans in a group with the Latin name Homo. 30 seconds. Good luck. Kevin, you got yourself out of the hole. You're here for final. And did you manage to come up with the correct name? Who is Lamarck? Nope. That'll cost you, sir. How much? 1987. A good year. Leaving you with $13. Let's go to Brit now. Played well. Had $10,400 going into final. Came up with?
Spencer.
Spencer. No. That'll cost you something. $10,250. You dropped to $150. Let's go to our champion now, Karen. She had $18,200. She looks as if she feels comfortable, and that's because she came up with the correct response. Carolus Linnaeus. There's an E you're missing, but again, we don't penalize for misspelled words. You're adding $2,601. Good payday today. $20,801, and you've gone over the $100,000 mark. $115,603. How will you end the week? We'll all find out together if it's doing us in. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.